The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
There's a very interesting narration by Ibn Sa'd in Tabaqat, a very prominent book of history, where he talks about the story of Sahl Mawla Utayba. He was from the Christian family. He was an orphan raised under the care of his father, his uncle. And his uncle was among those who used to actually read the Injil regularly. And when he also became, you know, old enough to read the Injil, one day he said, I just picked up the Bible of my uncle and started reading it. He says, until I came to a page where I realized that the writing were not that clear. So he said, when I moved it, I realized that it's actually it's not one page. Two pages have been glued together. You know, the uncle had basically glued them so that anyone else reading that will not read that page. But you know, young people are. So he tried to unglue it and opened up and started reading. And he says, when I started reading, I saw that that section had the description of the last prophet to come. And what was the description there? He says that it talks about this new prophet. Even the physical, you know, description of the prophet is there. He is neither short nor tall. His face is of fair complexion. He has two braids. Between his shoulder blades on the back would be the mark of Nubuwwat. And one of his characteristics is that he will not accept sadaqah at all for himself. And he will ride a donkey or a camel. He will even milk the sheep himself. And he will wear a robe which will have patches on it. And somebody who does something like that, you know, will never behave arrogantly. And indeed, this will be his lifestyle. And he is from the descendants of Ismail, and his name is Ahmad. This is what he read in that two pages which were glued. And he said, when I reached to that section, my uncle came in the room. And he was very angry. He hit me and he says, who allowed you to open these two pages that I had glued? And he says, but this contains the description of the prophet known as Ahmad. And the uncle says to the nephew, don't think about it because that prophet has not yet appeared. But at least this incident shows that, you know, in the Bible which existed among Arabs in Medina, the description of Rasulullah was there in a very, very detailed and clear form. This confirms the ayat which has been mentioned twice in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, as well as Surah An'am, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ahlul Kitab, and he says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, those people whom we have given these scriptures, the Ahlul Kitab, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ, they know him, they know his description, the way they know their own sons. Means in their book, the description of the last prophet is so clear, it's as if they know their own sons. And this is where we come to realize by looking at this narration of Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, that, you know, the prophet was, you know, clearly described in the previous scriptures, not only in the Bible, even in the Hindu books also, you will be able to see that. And as Quran says that, but when the prophet came, they denied him, they rejected him, and they said he's a sorcerer. Let us now continue. I mentioned earlier when I was quoting Isa ibn Maryam, that when he talked about coming of the Comforter, the new prophet, he said something about him. He said that he will guide you unto all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear from God, that shall he speak. There is another quotation in the Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, where Musa alayhi salam talks about the future, the last prophet. And he also describes the same thing. He says, you know, God says about him that I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. It's amazing that these two statements from Isa alayhi salam, from Musa alayhi salam, that this last prophet will not speak from himself. Whatever he says will be based on the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These actually are the words from the first ayat of Surah Najm that are recited after the khutbah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, referring to the people of Makkah, when Najm is a hawa, I swear by the star when it sets, ma walla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, your companion Muhammad has neither gone astray, nor has he erred in his actions. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوهَىٰ. And he does not speak out of his own desire. Whatever he utters is nothing but a revelation that is revealed. Now, going back to the statement of Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about our prophet, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, that Muhammad does not speak out of his own accord or his desire, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Whatever he says is based on wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where we have to realize that, you know, the Shia mazhab is very firm on this issue. When we talk about the life of the Prophet, we don't divide it into official part of his life and, you know, personal aspects of his life. This is how some Muslims say, you know, you don't have to listen to everything that he says. Only when he is talking in his official capacity, then you have to obey. But when he talks as a Muhammad bin Abdullah, as the father of Fatima or the brother of Ali, that's a personal issue. And this is where we have to realize that Isa describes him as somebody who will never utter anything but from revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa confirms that. Surah Najm confirms that. And so for us, the prophet is a prophet in any situation that you see him. Whether he is preaching on the minbar or leading an army in a battlefield. Doesn't matter, he is still a Nabi and we have to listen to him. Whether he is advising people to pray and giving charity, or when he is declaring in Ghadir that I am appointing Ali as a Mawla just as I am your Mawla. It doesn't matter whether he is happy and he puts the kisa over him or himself and Fatima and Ali and Hassan and Hussein. Or he becomes angry and says, you know, move out of my room because you are disrespecting me. In all these situations, Muhammad is nothing illa Rasul. He is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.